Today's question is, where can I go to get more information about my ex's retirement accounts? So you may be thinking that your quadro attorney just knows where all the accounts exist, but actually your quadro attorney's job is more closely related to, say, a translator that reads the terms of your settlement agreement and then interprets it to draft the quadros than, say, quadro attorney's job is not an accountant or a detective to calculate how much somebody's going to get or look for retirement accounts. That being said, your quadro attorney may have some tricks and tips to locate accounts. For example, if you have, say, a peace officer, then a good guess might be that there's a CalPERS account and a deferred compensation account. If you have a military service member, pretty good guess would be that the military service member has a military pension and a TSP account. But the quadro attorney does not always know where accounts exist. So if you have a history of where your ex worked, two wonderful websites to look at are freeerisa.com and brightscope.com. Now, the way I use Brightscope is I literally just type into Google, say, target 401k plan, Brightscope. And Brightscope might come up with the target, you know, salaried employees savings plan, and then the contact information. So Brightscope works a little bit more like Google. I use both Brightscope and freeerisa.com because Brightscope is not always complete. Freeerisa.com is, they have some sort of database connection to the IRS 5500, and a 5500 filing is an annual IRS filing that all private employers must file with the IRS if they have, and all 401k plans are governed by ERISA. So, you know, if you type in, for example, the Boeing company, you're going to have the Boeing VIP plan, the Boeing Hourly West plan, the Boeing Pension Savings, Boeing Pension Value plan, and then all the sort of historical plans that exist there. In addition to these sort of free online searches, by the way, I should mention that freeerisa.com, you do have to register for, but it is free. So that's you know, it's worthwhile to register because that database is more complete than the brightscope.com. You can also do a subpoena to your ex's employer. Of course, subpoenas is the legal process for discovering information. And you got to be careful not to just ask for retirement accounts if you're looking for complete information of what you may be entitled to for community property purposes, because one of the trends that's going on now is a lot of employers are adding health savings plans, stock options, and these additional benefits that maybe were not disclosed during your divorce or legal separation, but are community property and subject to division. So, you know, that's really important to do a broad subpoena if you're going to subpoena an employer. You know, the discovery process is of course, the ideal way to do it. With your divorce attorney, or if you're pro per, you know, shoot over some discovery requests to your ex. Generally speaking, mandatory disclosures are required, so the ex is supposed to provide all this information. Of course, in divorce land, you know, people are not always honest 100% of the time. But what you can do, even if you don't think your ex is going to reply, it's still a good idea to do discovery, because if your ex lies, one of the penalties that may be available to you in the family court is something called disgorgement, meaning let's say you ask for you know, information regarding their 401k account, and they say, I don't have one. And then you discover later on through a subpoena that your ex does in fact have a 401k account. Well, then you can go to the court and say, here's a copy of the discovery request, the response. Here is the subpoena response from the employer. And I'm asking for the penalty of disgorgement, which is 100% award of that account. So rather than just getting your 50% interest, you may get 100% interest. So it's important to, and you can use this as a threat to your ex as well. You say, you know, this is, if you don't respond or you don't disclose, I may go back to court and ask for 100% and sort of scare them into being honest with you. So those are a couple different ways to get information on your ex's account. One last item, actually, that I forgot. Your quadro attorney, if you know where your ex worked, but you're not sure if they have an account or not, your quadro attorney may just be able to do a draft quadro. It's sort of like a quadro subpoena, if you will. So, for example, I can draft a Boeing VIP quadro for the Boeing 401k plan, send it off to Boeing. And if there is a Boeing VIP account, Boeing will respond with a pre-approval letter that says, thank you, David Ruegg, for this draft quadro. It's pre-approved. Go ahead and file it when you're ready. And that's a sort of aha moment. This account exists. Or Boeing may respond with, no, I'm sorry that this employee never had an account, or they had an account, but they cashed it out several years ago. And then you can sort of sleep well at night knowing that, okay, this obvious location where I think there may be an account, I looked there, and now I can sleep well at night knowing I checked that out.